visitor. There's no need to stay silent and hidden. I can smell you now. Taste your fear. Why does your kind always find it so necessary to run? Now look at you, cornered like a rat in a trap. Really? You think you'd have learned by now that your eyes work terribly in the dark. But mine don't. See, look at me. Poor, sweet, defenseless little human. Don't you like my eyes? Don't you find me beautiful? Works every time. That look. You want to know what happened to you, don't you? You don't understand. Poor thing. Haven't you heard the stories? A gaze that turns those who catch it into stone. Sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's figurative. It's something most of us have in common. Whether Lamia, Medusa, or Gorgon, plenty of us snake folk have similar abilities. In your case, you're lucky my gaze merely has a paralyzing effect. Now then, you've interrupted my dinner. Very rudely and uninvited, I might add. But I can't just leave you here. You don't look like a vagabond. It's far too cold for both of us. I guess you get to be lucky again. So light. Let's go. My fire awaits. Smells good, doesn't it? Oh, right. You can't speak or move, for that matter. A shame. It's been so long since I've had any real company. You look terrible. Judging by your clothes and tied hands, you must have escaped from that bandit camp. You're lucky you're not with them, or you'd already be dead. The barbarians. So grossly uncivilized. A few of them have tried to attack me, calling me a monster. You don't think I'm a monster, do you? Don't answer that. Not that you could right now, anyway. But think about it. They butcher innocents. Men, women, children, whatever suits their fancy. They steal, rape, and pillage, in and sell anything or anyone they can't use for themselves. The only reason I attacked you was because you invaded my burrow. Imagine yourself home alone, and an intruder sneaks in uninvited in the middle of the night without calling out. Would you do any different? There's nothing monstrous about simple self-preservation. But no, you're born looking different, have some supernatural powers, come from a species made famous for doing all sorts of things to people, and you're a monster automatically. Something for some adventurer to murder on sight for some bounty in some little hovel somewhere. Like that Perseus fellow. How is he the hero of that story, Medusa, a beautiful woman, lusted after by a god, violated by said god in the temple of a goddess. And as she begs the goddess for help, the goddess only sees the vile act itself disgracing her temple and curses Medusa, warping her into a monster that kills all men with a single look. Because I'm sure that's what she wanted, to be branded a monster. Then along comes Perseus, chosen demigod hero, sent to kill her because he didn't have a horse to give some king as a gift. Disgusting. I'm sorry. I suppose that, to you, I must seem pretty terrible, keeping you frozen like that. I can smell that you still fear me, but I think you understand what leaving this cave and going out into the forest would mean for you. A lone human in the dark, stumbling through the underbrush, blind, is sure to attract any number of things that aren't so capable of hospitality as myself. And the cold, you wouldn't last. Look into my eyes, human. Don't look away. See me. Feel my gaze reach into you, touch you, caress you. Release you. Shh. There, human. It's all right. Just breathe. Smell my scent. You are safe. You are warm. My magic is strong. It takes a great deal of stamina from those struck with it. You may have heard Lemia seduce humans before eating their souls, but really, that's due to the lingering magic. My gaze drains the essence out of living creatures, making them easier to hunt when released. No. Shh. Please. It's all right. And I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you. Oh. I'm sorry. You'll recover fully after some sleep and a meal. It's not people, It's rabbit. A stew. I hunted it earlier with my bow. Here, have some. It will help your strength. Oh, your hands. And they're still bound. May I cut your bindings? I'm very skilled with a knife. I won't injure you. I promise. All right. Just stay still. It won't hurt at all. Here. You must be hungry. Please, have as much as you want. So, I can't keep calling you human. It feels rude. If you don't mind me asking, what is your name? I see. I haven't heard many human names, so I don't know if yours is common. But for what it's worth, I like it. It suits you somehow. My name is Yuri. It's nice to meet you. It's been a very long time since I was able to eat with company. It's a nice change from being alone. The only ones who come out here are bandits, adventurers, and occasionally woodsmen. None of them would have anything to do with a Lamia unless it involved a blade in my gut or a reward for my head. I can tell you were taken by the bandit camp, but where were you going? Anywhere else, huh? What about your home? Surely you have a family, or perhaps a lover, or village, too. Oh. I suppose that's what the smoke at the edge of the forest was a few days back. I'm sorry for your loss. It's never easy losing someone you care about. Well, I know this isn't much, but please, feel free to stay here until the morning at least. The effects of my gaze should have left you by then. Trying to leave before then would be dangerous for you. If you desire more stew, please help yourself. I will fetch you something for sleep. I refuse to let you lay on the cold ground. There. It's modest, but it's all I have. I apologize again for attacking you earlier. Please, sleep well. Good night. cold. Oh, no, I'm all right. Please, did I wake you? I'm sorry. Blankets? Oh, well, you're my guest for the evening, and I only have so many. I'm used to being alone without much. I don't need them. I'll be all right. One cold night will not kill me, I assure you of that. Lemias are not entirely cold-blooded. I mean, we do have half a humanoid shape, do we not? So please, don't trouble yourself. What are you... Wait, won't you be cold? Well, yes. Of course I know you're warm-blooded, but... weakened from my gaze. Of course I'm concerned. You are the only person in years that hasn't tried to kill me, hunt me, or simply run from me when given the chance. The world is full of types like that. Do you know how lonely it is out here, looking like this, being who and what I am? I'm not an innocent flower, and I have killed humans before. Maybe some who didn't deserve it, but most of them certainly did. Even now, I can smell traces of your caution, your fear on you, and it's well deserved. I'm dangerous, but not to you. Not after speaking with you, knowing of your pain. I'm concerned because I don't desire to lose something so precious in this world, and certainly not because of my own assumption in thinking that you meant me harm when you stepped foot into my burrow. Please, take your blanket. I won't let you catch a cold. Look, I said I would be all right without it. I won't freeze. There's not enough for both of us. So just take... sharing. I hadn't considered that because of how you reacted earlier. It was understandable, especially after learning about my gaze draining your essence. But you pulled away from me, and I didn't want to trouble you. All right, fair enough. I guess it was a little different still, though. Are you really okay with sleeping next to something like me? I won't refuse if you're certain that it won't bother you. You trust me. Very well, then. You may join me. Just please, don't be alarmed if I coil around you. I won't harm you, but I can only mostly control it. It's a reflex. We Lemia are naturally attracted to warmth and warm bodies, just like snakes. hope I'm not squeezing you too tightly. Again, reflex. Sorry, I'll loosen just a bit then. This is much more comfortable than I was before. I hope that it is for you, too.